4. From here we understand that there was a good reason why Christ said in St. John 3:20, "He who does evil does not come to light," and that a tainted life is a barrier to profound doctrines, preventing the understanding's clarity from coming forth. Just as it is impossible in any case for a person living uprightly yet in error to remain in error, it is not easy for one raised in sin to quickly grasp the heights of the doctrines presented to us. Rather, he must be freed from all passions to seek the truth. For whoever is freed from these will also be freed from his error and reach the truth. Please don't think that refraining from greed or adultery may be sufficient for this purpose. Not so. All must align in the person seeking the truth. Hence, Peter says in Acts 34:35, "Truly I understand that God does not show favoritism, but in every nation he who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him." That is, God calls and draws him to the truth. Don't you see Paul, who was more combative than anyone in fighting and persecuting? Yet because he led a faultless life, devoid of human passion, he was not only welcomed, but also attained more than anyone. But if someone asks, "How does a Greek who is kind, good, and humane persist in error?" I would respond, "He has some other flaw, vanity, mental lethargy, or lack of concern for his salvation, believing that everything regarding him meanders aimlessly." Peter dubs the faultless man in all aspects as one who does what is right, regarding the righteousness found in the law, found blameless. Moreover, "I am grateful to God, whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience." So you might ask, how were tainted individuals deemed worthy of the gospel? Because they desired and yearned for it. As such, the ones in error but free from passions are drawn by him, while others approaching on their own are not pushed away. Many have also received the true religion from their ancestors.